Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Rearrange me.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Ministry, the radio show. Today, I am so overjoyed about our show. We have two dynamic women that are really going to bless you immensely. In our first segment, we're going to have Sharnice F. Craft. She is the author of Harsh Reality, Impossible Dream. I mean, her story is so powerful and so motivating and uplifting and encouraging and all those good words. So you want to go and text, tweet, call, tell somebody, tune in to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, because you're truly going to be blessed by today's show. In our second half, we're going to come to you with your buddy, your pal, your girl, your Latonya M. Lane from Industry Buzz. Her story is phenomenal as well. So today, we're going to go inside their story with two powerful women. So first up, we have Sharnice Craft, and as a sideline, we were just listening to Faults by Tanya Dallas Lewis. I thought that would set the atmosphere for us. So we're going to bring Sharnice on the line, and she's going to hang out with us today. So Sharnice, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I thank you for hanging out with us today. I know that your story is so powerful that it's going to bless many. And I know that God breathed on this to allow you to do what you do.
Oh, yes, he did. He's the reason why I did it.
Absolutely. Now, tell us, what inspired you to write Harsh Reality, Impossible Dream?
What inspired me is, you know, I have children of my own. And it was many situations that I've seen my daughters encounter that I've gone through myself. And, you know, me speaking to them and trying to set them, lead them in the right direction, it made me think, you know, there's a lot of women that are going through this, young women and young men that are going through the same situations that I've gone through. And so many people that have heard my story, they just kept coming to me saying, you know what, you should write a book. You should write a book. Can we do a book signing? And I'm like, I don't have a book. So I said, you know what, one day I am going to sit down and write a book. Of course, saying to myself, I'm not an author. I'm in the car business. What do I know about a book? And it just kept bothering me so much till I finally figured it out that it was God putting it on my heart that I needed to write this book.
Now, what are some of the things that you went through, you know, that was your preparation period to prepare you for the book?
Well, you know, the first thing, it started way back when I was 16 and 17 years old. I was actually in a controlling relationship with my older two children's dad. You know, he was a drug kingpin. I didn't know what the word kingpin meant, you know, until I, you know, one day found out he got arrested, and I'm sitting in the courtroom, and I'm listening to all these charges being brought, you know, against him. And at that time, I didn't realize that he had everyone around me controlled to where no one would tell me what he was doing. No one would talk to me. You know, it was times where he wouldn't even let his own friends visit me. So I couldn't figure it out that I was actually in a controlled relationship.
And how did you break out of that relationship?
I didn't break out of it. I actually was still in it. What happened was he actually, once I found out after the courtroom, I was like, listen, if you want to be with me and your daughter, you have to stop be selling drugs. You know, and he actually did end up getting out of selling drugs. I didn't realize that he graduated from drugs to being around a group of guys that did bank robberies. So that's what actually got me away from him. He went on a run from the FBI, and he actually ended up leaving us because he was on the run.
And what impact did that have on your life?
It was hard because, you know, I was a single young teenage mother, and then I had just given birth and had our second child. So it was hard to try to raise two kids on my own. And, you know, I couldn't get any help from him. Like when he supposedly, they found him dead, they said, we still haven't found his body, but they said he is dead. I mean, even though that happened and that occurred, I couldn't get Social Security because he never had a legal job, you know. So it was basically I had to take care of my kids on my own. I wasn't going to get help from anywhere.
Now, did that experience affect your self-esteem?
It didn't, because he treated me in an odd sense of way. He treated me good. He never raised his voice. He never, you know, tried to fight me or abuse me. So at that, like I said, I didn't know that there was a different type of abuse, which was the mental abuse. He controlled my environment. So at that time, it didn't. what it did make me do is decide that, you know what, I'm going to know everything about this person, the next person that I be with. I'm not going to be in the shadow and not know what's going on. And that turned me in a different direction, which also ended up not to be so great, because when you're the one in control, you know, and I thought I was in control, I actually ended up taking charge of everything, and that cost a lot as well.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I was reading in your bio that, you know, there came a period of time that you lost your home and also your church home. Share with us a little bit about how they all came to place and how that affected you.
I lost my church home because I'm an absolute giving person. And it's a lot of times where I've decided and figured out and named myself as having the approval addiction after reading Joyce Meyer's book. You know, I want everyone, I grew up because the way I grew up, we grew up around welfare, guns, drugs, and everything. So we didn't have a lot. So when I was the one that made it to the big six-figure income in the family, the only one, I felt that what I had to give back to people. You know, and I ended up, you know, giving so much till I gave all that I had. And it ended up, in, you know, it got me into a bankrupt situation. The church home part was another part of the giving. I decided that whatever I did as far as business, I wanted to attach it to help advance the kingdom of God. I wanted to make sure we donated and dropped money back into the church. I wanted to make sure any event that, you know, I was a part of went back into helping out the church as far as giving the children scholarships and things and, you know, scholarship funds. The only problem I ran into is that the pastor that I actually had was a fame pastor. You know, he didn't, it wasn't about the church. It was about what can I do for him. And a lot of times he imposed on the position and the connections I had to try to advance himself. And that's why I ended up leaving that church. You know, I loved the church. I loved the bishops. But what was in place, I couldn't be a part of.
And I think a lot of us have had, you know, that if you've been in church long enough, and I'm not saying in the body of Christ, we're talking about in church,
right.
You know, you've
right.
had those type of experiences. And it sounds like through all of what you went through, you know, because, you know, you have some listeners that will probably say, well, you know, I've had a hard knock life. I had my trials. But it really isn't the hard knocks or the trials. It's really all of that combining together to get you to understand your purpose.
Absolutely, because, you know, it wasn't about the church, and that's the problem that we have. A lot of us depend on someone else to pray for us. A lot of us depend on someone else to do things for us. We have to learn how to pray for ourselves and how to speak over ourselves. And that's what put me in a position, because he was my pastor. I confided in him. But he didn't take that confidence and keep it within the church walls. He used that, you know, and it's sad, because a lot of people, if I wasn't strong in God, and got myself grounded and situated and to sit in front of God, that's why a lot of people nowadays leave the church, because of the type of people that are in the church. And it doesn't have anything to do with the church itself, not the building. It's just the Christians and the people that are in the church. Had I not been in God, I would have left. I could have gone back to doing whatever it was I was doing before I got saved. And that's why, I mean, that was a really tough part for me to write in the book, but I had to write it, because I don't want people to go out there and be like, you know what, forget him. He a pimp himself. I can go do what I want to do. You know, I didn't want people to go back to doing drugs, go back to drinking because of the experience they had in the church. I wanted to let them know that was the time that I spent the most with God myself by being in front of him.
Oh, absolutely. Because one thing we have to realize about the church, there's nothing perfect within the church.
No, not
at all. The church is more like a hospital. You know, you got people coming. You know, when we come to Christ, Shanice, you know, we receive salvation, and it's a process. And sometimes, you know, our conduct and our character changes, but our personality doesn't.
Right.
And so that's when you have to find balance, you know, and let God continue to perfect you and mold you in what he has called you to be. Now, I mean, and I love your story, because this is really a true testament how God can take ashes and turn it into roses. How he can take something and mold it and make it, you know, beautiful in his sight. Because now, I mean, you know, he has placed you high above, you know, the word of God says he'll take what is last to make first. And, you know, here you are an entrepreneur, you are the empower, you are the leader, you are an advocate. So share with our listeners how you took some of the negatives in your life and turned them, allow God to turn them into positives with you.
Well, you know, I know, like, all the women in my family, they were on public assistance. That's what I grew up around. Even, you know, two of my aunts were married, and they still were on public assistance trying to raise their family because they had husbands that were really no good, you know. And I decided that, you know, I didn't want to be on welfare. You know, I wanted to – I grew up, you know, thinking and wanting to be an attorney, you know. And I said, you know what, this is what I want to do. So when I ended up having my children, I didn't graduate. I didn't walk across the stage with my friends. I ended up having to go back and get a GED. But I said, you know what, I can still do whatever I want to do. You know, I'm going to be the best I can. If I don't have the degree to show forth, I'm going to put in extra hard work. And I decided that I was going to, you know, be the best. I didn't want to sit on welfare and have four children on welfare. That was expected of me because that's what people spoke about and talked about. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's just having them babies, letting the city take care of them. I didn't want to be that person that they talked about. I was going to be different. And that actually, by growing up that way, that gave me so much willpower. And so that was like the biggest goal, to be different. I didn't realize what I was going to be in the position that I actually got in, but I knew I wasn't going to do what I was taught to do.
And what would you like for people to take away from your book, Harsh Reality, Impossible Dreams? Because, you know, you're always going to get the critics to say, well, you know, everybody in the hood or everybody in the ghetto has this story. What sets your story apart? What would you want them to take away from this?
I just want them to know not to let their past dictate their future. And just like you said, everybody has a story. Everybody had a hard time. Right, but you can do different. You don't have to do what everybody does. Your outcome can be different. You know, you can be in an abusive relationship. You can be in my part of my relationship when I was married, which we didn't speak about. You know, I had people telling me, oh, you can do better than this. You know, this is not you. You don't need to be like this. And many times we think people don't know what they're talking about, but they actually do, because I sat down and we were watching a home video from in the past. And I swear I have aged at least, when I was married, I aged at least 20 years. I look 20 years younger now. So when people are actually telling us, oh, you know, I can see this and I can see that, and we're thinking they can't, they really can. So I want people to know, don't care what anybody tells you. You know, people told me, I had my own father tell me I was going to fall flat on my face and not be anything. So you can tell me whatever you want to tell me. You don't have the final say. God has a plan for every one of our lives, and that plan is going to be worked out. All we have to do is believe, stay in faith, and work as hard as we can. An education is very key and very good, but don't let nobody tell you because you don't have an education you can't do something.
Absolutely. What are some of the things that you have going on now?
Right now I am, this book is nothing but God. You know, I wrote the book thinking, you know, if it would help one or two people to make a different decision and make different choices, that would be great. But God has his hand in this book. I've been getting so many phone calls from all over the country. You know, I've been getting emails from people saying how, you know, they thank me for telling my story, which was very tough because I had to put my good and my bad out there. But, you know, I've been doing a lot of interviews with the book. You know, they're looking at doing a whole lot of stuff with the story. And, you know, I wanted, like I said, I wanted to own my own dealership. You know, I've been running dealerships for other people. I wanted to eventually own my own dealership, and that's still my primary focus.
Well, I know that God is going to honor the desires of your heart. If people want to pick up a copy of your book, tell them where they can go to pick up a copy of their book or to get additional information about you.
I have a website. It's shanisecraft.com, S-H-A-N-I-S-E, craft.com. The link is on my website for amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. You can find my book there. I have a lot of information about myself on my website, so just go to shanisecraft.com and you'll find everything about me. You can also contact me through there because I receive emails from there.
You know, and your book is so powerful that I could see that one day becoming a made-for-TV movie or a movie itself. You never know what God's going to do, Shanice.
Too many people are speaking that into the atmosphere, so I guess God will get a hold of it.
Oh, absolutely. Now, if you could speak into somebody's life, if you could make a difference, because I know some of our listeners right now are going through the same things and they're trying to break shackles and they're trying to have clarity and vision, what would you say?
The hardest thing that I found out is that a lot of times we, because of my situation, we try to help so many people and have a lot of people around us. Sometimes we have to let relationships go. And it's very hard. It's easier said to do than, you know, to do it. But it's doors that are going to be open for you. Like I said, God has a plan for your life. But through those doors, he doesn't mean for you to take everybody that's with you right now. So the hardest thing that you're going to have to look at is sit back and reevaluate your surrounding, you know, and just look and see who is speaking life into you or who is speaking death into you, because that's what the power of the tongue is. When somebody is telling you you can't do this and you can't do that, or someone is trying to tell you something that they're not doing themselves, just take a hard look at that, because that was the hardest thing that I had to do.
Well, Shanice, I thank you so much for joining us and hanging out with us today. I love your book. I mean, it's for our listeners, and it's entitled Harsh Reality, Impossible Dream. I just recommend that everybody goes to your website and purchase this book. And I know that God is opening many, many doors on your behalf, and he's closing those doors that need to be closed as well.
Absolutely.
So, again, thank you for hanging out with us. Again, go to her website, which is www.shanicecraft.com. Learn more about her and pick up the book. And Shanice, thank you.
Thank you so much, Wanda. And I'm going to hang out with you, because I will love listening to LaTanya as well.
Oh, hang out with us. You know, if you have questions, chime in, because, you know, she's on fire. But we're going to take a quick music break. And, ooh, see how good God is? Shanice is going to hang out with us. Yay! And we're going to take another. I'm silly, so you just join in. We're going to take a music break. We're going to play another song. And we're going to come back with your buddy, your pal, LaTanya M. Lang of Industry Buzz with 3 Z's. Sit back. Enjoy.
You wanna quit? Someone's there to give you peace of mind. Don't have
faith, faith.
Are you ready to promote your vision and reach your target audience? IndustryBuzz with 3Zs.com is the platform for your vision to be heard. For more information on how to advertise or become a special guest on our radio show, go to IndustryBuzz with 3Zs.com. Click on IB Race for more information. We're looking forward to expanding your vision. IndustryBuzz with 3Zs.com.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministries, the radio show. I'm your host, Wanda Adams. And in our first segment, we were talking with Shanice Kraft, the author of Harsh Realities and Possible Dreams. And we were just listening to Faith by Princess Roche, phenomenal artist, phenomenal song. And now we're getting ready to bring on the line our buddy, our pal, Latonya M. Lang of Industry Buzz. I got to give you a little backstory about her. This is my spiritual daughter. I have known her for 7 years. She's on fire for the kingdom. She's doing great things. She's an awesome woman of God, and I will hurt anybody if they do anything to her. So with no further ado, I'm going to bring on the line Latonya M. Lang. Hey,
what
darling.
What up? What up? This is your girlfriend, your buddy, your pal, Latonya M. Lang. Hey, mama.
Hi, how are you?
I'm blessed with the Lord and highly favored. I was so moved by Sharice's testimony. She has an awesome testimony that nobody else can tell but her.
Oh, absolutely. And she's hanging out with her still. She was so excited. And she wanted to hear you.
Awesome.
So,
thank you so much.
You know, she's phenomenal, and once we get through, I'm going to bring you guys both on the line. And for our listeners, I'm going to open up the phone lines, 971-932-1720. If you have a question for Shanice or for Latonya, call in with them. I'll bring them both in on the line a little bit later in the show, and you can ask them anything that you want to ask them, because these are two dynamic women that are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Can I get an amen, somebody?
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Now, Latonya, you are so on fire for the kingdom. And for those that have been living under rocks, tell them a little bit about Industry Buzz and what it does.
Well, Industry Buzz is an inspirational media outlet that highlights the positive things that's going on in our community and provoke change, whether it be through radio, whether it be through TV, whether it be through print, you know, magazine, or through an online media network. We are that source for inspiration, and we're excited about continuing to expand the inspirational voice along with God's kingdom.
Now, how important was it for you, because I know your tagline is, you know, Industry Buzz with 3Zs. Y'all get it, 3Zs.com.
Yes, yes.
And you're bringing integrity back to media. How important was it for you to bring integrity back to media?
Well, you know, it's very important to continue the legacy. You know, so many people say, well, Latonya, how can you bring integrity back to something? Well, where there's no integrity, that's how we bring it back to it. I saw some inspirational media outlets out here that's doing the same thing or have the same mission that we have, you know, and sometimes when you're in the muscle and the bustle and you need money to continue the vision, sometimes you let your guard down and you take your standards down just so that you can make some money to continue the vision. But God is saying that this is the vision that I have called you to do. So when I've called you to do a vision, I will provide provision. So you don't have to take down your standards. You know, but all you have to do is continue to trust me, and that's how it started, by trusting God. So I wanted to continue the legacy that has already been put before us. You know, there's a lot of people out here like Bobby Jones, you know, and so many others. You know, marketing ministry, you know, what you guys are doing, and Glow, you know, and other people, you know, that's out here, Indigo that's out here, you know, really giving the inspirational voice. So I wanted to continue that legacy, because once they're gone, you know, who's going to continue the legacy? And I wanted to be the one to bridge in the gap.
And you are doing just that. Now, let's talk a little bit about Industry Buzz, the network.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, for our listeners, this is one of the fastest growing networks that really provide resources for you to cast your vision. Latonya, tell our listeners about Industry Buzz, the network.
Industry Buzz, social media network, we wanted to gather people of a like mind, you know, that really believed in their vision but didn't have the money, you know, to be able to promote their vision. So God definitely is the one that's in the forefront of everything that we do, in the middle and at the end. So I had laid before the Lord, and I was talking to you about, you know, the vision, and, you know, and I was in a really sensitive stage at that point of trying to decide, God, is this really what you have called me to do? And you really inspired me at that point, and you had told me that whatever God has called you to do, he'll qualify you. And so I wanted to put that all into the energy of a social media network for people, you know, that did not have the strength to continue on their business, did not know what next move to go, did not know how to get to those people to reach their target audience and give them a place where they can do everything at one time. You know, if you don't have time, the Inspirational Media Network, www.industrybuzz3z.com. You can set up a profile. Your information that you post up on there, whether it's a blog, whether it's music or video, like you will post up some on YouTube, you can post up a video there. It disseminates to MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, and some other affiliate sites, even throughout your email. So people kept on coming up to me, Mama, and say, well, I don't have the money for this. I don't have the money for that. Well, I'm giving you everything free. Salvation is free. You know, so I wanted to give what God has given me. He's given me this gift free. It has cost me some things, but he has given it to me free, because God don't have to sow anything into you. And so I wanted to sow back into God's kingdom. And the social media network, that helps you expand. So I really, God gives me no excuses. I can't make no excuses, because he shows up for me every day, every time. Right now he's showing up for me, you know. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to give people no excuses to show up to their destiny.
And, you know, for those who don't know, LaTonya is the queen of Blog Talk Radio. She does a show every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time called Industry Buzz, you know, and it's the radio show. And you reach each week anywhere from 40,000-plus listeners through some of the streams that you're attached to. Let's talk about Industry Buzz, the radio show. Why did you want to do a radio show, LaTonya?
Yeah, you know, that's something that would be a question for God. I didn't, I never, you know, thought that, you know, I got a degree in a couple things, and it has nothing to do with journalism, it has nothing to do with media. You know, I lay before the Lord, and I was like, okay, God, what is it that you're requiring of me? You know, everybody has a story, everybody has a plan, you know, but God has the ultimate plan. So I said, God, what is it for me, you know, that you want me to do? And during that time, I had reached out, you know, to you, and, you know, you began to just sow into me, and a lot of other people, my parents, you know, my pastors, and they began to sow into me, and I said, okay, God, what is it you want me to do? He said, start a radio show. I started the radio show, and God has just blossomed us and taken it off from there, because I wanted us to be able to take dominion over our surroundings. You know, everything that we do, everything that we touch, everything that we hear, everything that we read, you know, everything that we do, we're held accountable for it, you know. So I wanted to show people that, you know, we're responsible for everything that we do. And even through the airways, you know, we're talking to people. I wanted to give them a way to be able to reach out to those people that's listening that may be discouraged, you know. And like Sharice, her story, you know, they need to hear that from somebody. They're in a dry place. And sometimes when they read something, they don't see it there. You know, they still fishing, they seeking, you know. Or sometimes when they on the media network, they don't see it there. But the ear gates, they will reach it through their ear gates. So we just wanted to be able to maximize God's territory by being able to touch all the sensitive parts of his kingdom, which is our soul.
You know, and that's so important, LaTonya. And that's one reason why that, you know, I did this segment, because normally, for me, it's very rare that I do two people on one show. Normally I do one person's, but you, your story and Shanice's story had so much in common, because, you know, as we celebrate with you what God has done, and we talk about, you know, some of the things that he has blessed you with, but, you know, there was a point in your life where you lost everything too. So share with our listeners. Share with our listeners a little bit about that experience, because as I always tell you, and we know we're going to bring Shanice back on the line a little later, but, you know, every tree needs some dirt to grow. And it's not about, you know, my mama didn't treat me right, or this happened or that happened. those things were strategically put in place to launch you into your destiny.
Yeah.
Because God doesn't make any mistakes.
No,
you know, he doesn't create crap. He doesn't create garbage. What he does is before he can send you out into ministry, he has to prepare you. So share with our listeners a little bit about your testimony because it is powerful.
Wow. Mama Wanda, I don't even know where to start with it. All I can say is that I was in a state of disobedience, you know. And when you're in a state of disobedience to the voice of God, you can only bring harm and damnation to yourself, you know. So, you know, you open yourself up to the enemy when you're disobedient to God. And that's what I had did. You know, my parents would ask me to do something, their pastors, and I did not respect the separation between the two, you know, them being my pastors and being my parents. And they would ask me to do everything, you know, and have the gifts, the talents, the ability, but I did not choose to give them back to God. I chose to use them for myself. And when I began to do that, that's when I began to end up, you know, reaping the unnecessary drama for your mama, I would say. You know, I lost everything that I had, you know, from the house to the apartment to the car, you know, to the income. You know, I got injured at work. A young lady pulled my chair out and said the devil made her do it, caused me to injure my knees, caused me to injure my back. It was just a really, really sad place for me where I just was like, okay, God, what is it that you're calling me to do? And they had asked me to do something else, and I told them no again. And then the Lord told me, he said, when you tell them no, you telling me no. You know, and at that point, I was already in a deadbeat stage, you know, didn't have nothing to draw from. I was back in my parents' home, and I was a single mother, new baby, you know, and I'm back at my parents' crib, and I'm like, okay, God, what is it? I lay before the Lord. And he was like, when you begin to tell me yes, I will begin to renew you. I will begin to restore you. And everything in your life that's out of alignment, it will line up. And my pastor got up on the floor, and he said, I dare, he didn't say the amount. He just said, I dare anybody to just trust God with me and sow a seed. My account was negative. Remember, I said I lost everything that I got, everything I, that word that always gets you in trouble, I lost everything that I got. And I said, well, I'll do it, Pastor, I'll do it. At that point, I had began to renew myself. You know, that's how my businesses got started, by, you know, just doing what God told me to do through their leadership. And God began to restore me with businesses after businesses. And I said, I'll do it, Pastor. Before I even got out of that church, Mama Wanda, somebody blessed me with a car. They paid for everything. They paid for the maintenance on the car, everything that was needed. The next day, God blessed me with a job. Everything that I needed, everything that I lost, God restored me. You know, so it was because of disobedience. Disobedience will get you in trouble every time.
And that's what I love about your story, and I admire about Shanice's story as well. You don't make excuses, you know. You don't say, well, you know, just woe is me. I don't know why I got this hand, you know. Must have been something somebody else did. You know, in order to for deliverance to take place, we got to take ownership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we cannot make any excuses, because the truth of the matter, in this walk in life, there are three intricate parts. You know, we know it's God, it's the devil, and we forget about ourselves. You know, we have free will, and everything is not God and everything is not the devil. There's some things we do.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to blame everybody else. And I know in people listening to your story, you know, you're, like I said, you're the Blog Talk Radio diva. You know, you have Industry Buzz, the social networking, but you do so many other things. And God took something that most people would think is significant, and he enlarged your territory.
That's
Tell
right.
our listeners some of the other things that you're connected with and that you're doing. And one of my passions is the Inspire Our Youth Showcase. Share with us about all those things.
Yes, ma'am. And I appreciate this opportunity to just be here with you. I'm so honored to be here. A lot of things that we do, it's not just with just me. You know, great people like yourself, Glow Magazine, Deion Williams, Indigo, and FilmStar08.com, and PIN Entertainment, so many other people have joined with us. And when I talk about we can't do it by ourselves, we think that we can do it by ourselves. Well, Rome wasn't built overnight with one person building it. You know, it was just one vision, and the people of a like mind came together. So I'm excited about everybody to have a like mind to really expand God's kingdom, don't have no hidden agendas, but want to really help people, and they have come together. We're doing an Inspire You 2010 Buzz Off. One thing that I'm so strong about, you know, is that we always talking at our kids about how to do something, and you know, and then we don't take the time to show them sometimes how to do it. We get so mixed up in our adult world that we lose focus on the legs that's going to carry on our community with the young people, you know. And my son, he's very active. I have a five-year-old son. He's very active and always want to do something, always inquisitive, always want to learn, you know. And I wanted to do something that would show him, you know, how to continue on even after mama's gone, even after granddaddy's gone, grandmama, you know what I'm saying, show him how to do things. And so I'll sit him on my lap, and he has his own clothing line. So I have two clothing lines. I have a marketing promotions company, and God has allowed us to expand everything. God, and we've combined all of those things together and put it into Inspire You 2010 Buzz Off that's going down on August the 21st. It's a free event for our young people to show them that they don't have to have explicit content or dress inappropriately in order for their voices to be heard, but they can have standards, they can have integrity, and when they show up to these producers, when they show up into, you know, the industry, they can take a stand, and they don't have to conform to the ways of the industry, but they can be transformed just by renewing their mind. And that's what we come in together. You know, us as media, we have control over a lot of things that's being played on TV. And I told them, if you don't turn it on, it's not going to come on again. You know, if you send it a letter, they're not going to show it again. You know, so we wanted to bring all of those components together, you know, from my son all the way down to everything that God has blessed me to have thus far, and compound it with other people of a like mind to show our young people, listen, you can have standards, you can have morals, you can have values, and you can have integrity in this industry, and God will bless you, you know, because nobody else will have that voice except for you. So we wanted to do that for our young people.
Now, we're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to come back with some more from your buddy, your pal, Latonya M. Lane from Industry Buzz. You get a kick out when I say that, don't you?
Yes, and we're gonna, I do.
And we're going to bring Shanice on the line. Is that okay with you, Latonya?
Oh, yes. I'm excited that she's even here. I'm honored to be amongst her as well. Yes.
So, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I don't want anybody to go anywhere. Tweet, text your friends, let them know to tune in to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Glow Magazine, ladies, lighting the world from the inside out. Glow Magazine Incorporated would like for you to advertise with them. At Glow Magazine, their primary objective is to empower women from all walks of life through the sharing of information and resources. At Glow Magazine, they offer economical, effective, and uncomplicated ways to promote your business and will construct marketing campaigns to meet the budgeting requirements of companies both large and small. By providing excellent demographic flexibility on ad campaign budgets and ad rates, email Glow Magazine today at info@glowmagazineonline.com to hear about their monthly discounts and free advertising for ministries. That email address, once again, is info@glowmagazineonline.com. And subscribe to Glow Magazine today. It's free. Just go to www.glowmagazineonline.com. Glow Magazine, ladies, lighting the world from the inside out.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministries, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and Latonya M. Lane from Industry Buzz with 3Z.com is hanging out with us today, along with Shanice Kraft, who is the author of Harsh Reality, Impossible Dreams. Now, Latonya, before I bring Shanice back on the line, tell our listeners, you know, if they want to get more information about you or about Industry Buzz or the Inspire You Showcase, or if they want to be on your show, because you do provide a platform for those, because, you know, everybody's always crying, I can't get on radio, I can't get this. Well, there are some people out there that are doing some great things. you know, to give you a platform. So give them a little bit of your where they can reach you and your contact information.
Well, definitely, you know, if you are connected to Marketing Ministry, you can go to their new site. It's marketingministry.ning.com. You can go there.
Promote it, girl, promote it.
You know, you know, you can definitely find me there. You know, you can set up a profile on industrybuzzwith3z's.com, and you can be able to be highlighted. A lot of the things that we are doing, Mama Wanda, of course, is going through Marketing Ministry. You know, so if you are on their site, and you're promoting your business and your vision on the site, Mama Wanda, you know, if you're connected to her, she'll alert me that she has someone, you know, through her PR company, and she sends it over, you know. So if you are connected to her or if you have a profile on industrybuzzwith3z's.com, definitely, you know, I always say you can go through Marketing Ministry and you can definitely have a, you know, a spotlight on our show, you know. So I'm keep on saying definitely. But I am looking forward to being able to expand some more, you know, people that have a vision and just want a place to display their voice.
Absolutely. And that's one thing, listeners, that we do here. We want to help you to cast vision. We want to help you to market your ministry. And it's all about unity within the body of Christ. What God has for you is for you. What he has for me is for me. And when we come together as one, God is pleased with that. And that's what is needed within the body of Christ, because if we are on one accord, the world cannot touch us.
Yes, yes. There's power in unity, you know.
Absolutely.
You can't do it by yourself, but there's power in unity, you know. So I'm excited about the connection that me and Marketing Ministry, you know, your company has made, because it has allowed us to be able to do just that, expand God's territory for so many people. You know, whether they're celebrities already established or a voice that just needs to be heard that's just coming out, you know, we're able to do that once we came together. So I'm excited about it.
Now, I'm bringing Shanice back on the line. Shanice, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Hey, Shanice.
Hi, Miss LaTanya.
I enjoyed your ministry. I'm excited about what God is doing for your present and your future.
Girl, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm like, our lives are so much alike. And I do need to get with you later as far as your youth, because we're doing a lot with the youth with Dougie Fresh. He's actually doing now a tour where he's trying to go around and reach out to the youth. So when you were saying as far as the language and everything, I was sitting here, and I was like, you know, I was just telling my kids, we were singing to all the old school jams, and I was like, these old school jams are still being played, and you can sing to them. You know, there's none of the cursing or anything like that, and it's just so wonderful.
Yeah, I'm excited about, see, only on Marketing Ministry you make a connection like this. That's what's up, because, you know, we just need to get them on the site, get them on industrybuzzwith3z's.com, and, you know, let's get it in together, because if we are able to come out there, we'll come out there and we'll cover the event through our TV show.
Okay, great. Yeah, we have quite a few coming up. They're on tour right now, and I'm going to be with them because, you know, I grew up with all of them. I grew up with a lot of the old school, you know, rappers from New York.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're about to come back out, and those are the kind of inspirations and the kind of people that the kids, the youth today need to see, because, you know what, their songs, they haven't made new songs, but their old songs are still playing. Yet the newcomers, they disappear so quickly because you can only hear it and sing it but so much. And mostly everything is bleeped out nowadays. So when you started saying that, I was like, wow, that's something that we need to be in agreement with.
See, unity can only take place when people of a like mind take a stand. I'm excited about what you guys are doing, definitely. Mama Wanda, you still here?
I'm sorry.
I'm letting y'all do y'all thing. Hey, welcome to the Shanice Craft and LaTanya M. Lane show.
We have a conference call.
Welcome to the Shanice Craft and LaTanya M. Lane show. No, that's what we do. It's okay. You know, we can have fun in the body of Christ. I can yield my platform over by the leading of the Holy Spirit, because I don't know what God's trying to do.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Mama. He's definitely being God. He's definitely being God.
So it's not all about me. you know, it's all about what he wants to do. But Shanice, I wanted to ask you, who are some of the old school rappers that you are working with right now? Because, you know, some of these young people, they don't know.
Well, Dougie Fresh, Slick Rick, the Get Fresh Crew, Big Daddy Kane, all Biz Markie. It's like all of the old school ones that are still jamming. You know, you can still listen to their songs. I have my kids listening to them, and I was shocked that my 11-year-old, I mean, he's in love with it. You know, he didn't even know anything about them. These songs were made before he was even born. But we're still, you know, jamming and to, you know, songs that were made 20 years ago.
And just for our listeners, I want you to know, even though we're talking about Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick, we are saved and sanctified and filled
with
the
Holy Ghost. Yeah, these are the non-cursing ones.
And so, you know, music has its balance. You know, yeah, I love gospel in my home. That's all what I do. But I know who these artists are, and every now and then I may listen to something, and that does not take away my salvation. So don't send me no email.
Well, Mama, you know what? That's the problem that I have. That's the problem that I have, because in order for us to be able to relate to our young people, we have to know something. Somebody had to reach us. You know, somebody had to relate to us. So instead of making the music the enemy, how about sitting down and making a conversation and talking about, you know, these different things? Because when we put a blind eye to what's going on, you know, then we're going to really be lost, and our generations are going to be lost.
Yeah, the biggest thing is that you can't save people. And if you want to try to reach the people that God intends us to reach, we may have to step outside. We don't have to compromise our integrity, but we have to step out to reach where those people are. And
well,
a lot of these people are
lost.
Listening to rap music.
Yeah, he comes for the lost. He don't come for the ones that's already in the church.
That's right.
He didn't minister to his own because they received him not. So what did he have to do? He had to go outside the box. So we have to get out of that mentality and start really reaching our young people on a different plateau and put ourselves out of the equation and really start pulling them in.
Yeah, I mean, like when I was advertising my book, you know, I have so many celebrities that are supporting me. You know, they're taking pictures with the book, they're reading it, telling people to buy the book. But it's funny that half of them, I didn't know. But when I post them on my Facebook, on my website, people are like, oh, that's Life Dennings. I don't know these people, but everyone else does. So he can reach a whole lot more people than we can reach.
Wow.
And that was like a couple of weeks ago, I had Dr. Kenneth Whalum Jr. on the show, and he is the author of Hip Hop Is Not Our Enemy. And he's, you know, a noted pastor out of Mount Olivet Church in Memphis. And this was his message, you know, if the music is not our enemy, and, you know, you got to understand the origin of hip-hop, what has done, you know, Satan has stepped in and taken the lyrics and turned them into something horrid that people, you know, just don't want to hear. But hip-hop's a good thing, and it's been around forever. You know, it started with the African folk music. You know, they just did poetry to a beat. You know, and yes, it has evolved over the years, but we cannot box God out by tradition where we think that it has to be what we want it to be.
Right.
And young people have to be what we want them to be. Ain't nobody wearing no missionary suit no more.
Right.
People just not going
to
do that. So through our traditions, and through our religion, which has nothing to do with Christianity, we abort people. You know, I don't have a problem with holy hip-hop. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I guess the more I listen to it, you know, sometimes I get away from traditional music. But, you know, if you're a traditional gospel music lover, there's some of that I love. I don't have a problem with that. But let's not put stigmas on certain things because we don't understand. You know, the Word of God says, and all you're getting, get an understanding. And God is sovereign. He will do, you know, He is God and God alone, and He will do what He needs to do to reach that one.
Mm-hmm.
And He doesn't need our approval.
Mhm.
Right.
Because he just wants to reach one. You know, we are the ones that make up our own religions based on what we think that God is doing. But you know, God is God. We don't even know the time of the day that He's going to return. So how you think you're going to know His mindset on how He's going to reach these young people or reach His people? You know, we just got to show up and be available to Him and be available to God to just be able to make that mark. Because once we reach them, God is going to maintain them.
That's right.
Well, you know, time always flies when you're having a good time. Could you both believe it's already been almost an hour?
Wow.
No.
We've just been having a conversation. This is awesome, Mama Wanda. I love what you're doing. I'm excited about what you're doing and the ministry that God has given you, and it can't do nothing but expand from here. So I pray that God continue to expand your territory.
And I'm in
agreement with her. I thank you for that. Too, Shanice. Somebody told me y'all were prophets, so I receive it. Speak it, and I receive it.
I'm not gonna abort that. But if y'all don't stop
giving me more and more titles.
Hey, you know, many a call, a few are chosen, so just accept the call.
And just because you have one gift doesn't mean that you just have the box on that. God will pour into you use and place any gift that he wants to use depending on
your
mission. And that's what I'm so excited about, and that's why, you know, I am overjoyed and elated about today's show, because these are the things that people need to know. You know, I can send somebody to your website, to Shanice's website, to Latonya's website, and you can read your bio, but people need to know what's in your heart and how God took that and brought you to where you are today. Because if you are willing and you're obedient and you just yield, the same thing that God has done for each and every one of us, he'll do for that listener that's listening now.
Yeah.
You know, and our cues were filled up, but I guess people just didn't want to ask no questions, but that's okay. And that means you're receiving. But God will do, you know, don't be afraid to cast vision. These two women are mighty in Jesus Christ, and they weren't afraid. They didn't allow their situations or their circumstances, them losing everything, to make them think or feel that they were less than what God had called them to be.
Well, you know what, Mom? You know, you just said something. Lose everything. It's just things. You
Absolutely.
Know, when you lose your soul, that's when you have a problem. So don't lose your soul in the midst of the things, because that's what God is after. The enemy will agitate the things that you have just to get to you, to get to your mind, to get to your heart. But God is looking for a heart that even in the midst of the things, you will still trust him, you will still obey him, and you will still seek him. And in the midst of everything, he'll know that he can trust you with the gifts and the talents that he's going to give you.
Now, Latonya, you preaching good, but I'm not going to give you no offering.
That's all right. You already gave me an offer by allowing me to be here on this radio show, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, I just want to apologize for taking so long to get you on, because, like I say, you're an awesome woman of God, and I am so glad that God has allowed us to have a covenant relationship. Mm-hmm. I have just met Shanice, and I know that God is going to allow us to have a covenant relationship, because that's what I believe in. You know, I don't want no fair weather friend. I don't want nobody just to be on the show. I want us to be together to advance the kingdom of God.
Yes, ma'am.
So we're running out of time. Oh, I'm so sad, but I'm so glad that we had this time together. So for all the listeners out there, pick up Shanice's book. It's called Harsh Reality, Impossible Dream. Check out Latonya M. Lane, your buddy, your pal, every Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Go on to Industry Buzz, www.industrybuzz.com. Join the network. There's a lot of resources that are there. You can be able to do great things and market your ministry. Join us on marketingministry.ning.com. I call us the Unemployment Office of Ministries. Every place you look is resources where you can advance your vision. So take advantage of those things. Support the ministry. Support these great women of God. And when you learn about reciprocity, meaning freely you have received, so freely you can give, and you sow a seed, it will be returned unto you. So I want you to stay tuned in for next week's show, where we have Michelle Bonilla. It's going to be a praise party, y'all, on Marketing Ministry Radio Show. She'll be our special guest, so you want to tune back in for the same time on Blog Talk Radio for that show. Again, be all that you can be in Christ Jesus. Latonya, Shanice, thank you so much. And until next time, I want you to be blessed.
Okay.
said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a